about this Magic Mike movie.
What?
All right, fine. I'll take my shirt off during
it. It's about time for his arrival. That's right. I switched it.
I don't have any problem with this being, basically...
Okay, Chris, shut up. But seriously, Sarah, how many sets of boobs did we just see?
We saw so many.
There were so many boobs. I have to say, they have perky little nipples, too.
I know.
What was it to like?
And not a hair among them.
No, no.
Yo, it was like a NAMBLA wet dream, if you think about it. Sorry, are we objectifying people's bodies?
No, okay.
Chris?
All right. Let's get the plot out of the way. Channing Tatum, stripper.
Yeah, I think the plot is that Channing Tatum...
Wait, what movie are we talking about?
Didn't we just see Pitch Perfect 2?
I think we saw...
No, it was Jump Street 23.
Inside Out.
There was some singing in here, but most of it was coming from 50-something-year-old woman in the audience.
Yeah, girl.
Oh, my. Oh, it's so hot.
You know what? Bless those women. There were, like, some potato salad Tammies working in the mailroom that came out to see Magic Mike
XXL. And they wore their heels. Because who knows?
And they look fabulous, and good for fucking them. They had a goddamn ball.
Well, you know, that's what this movie ultimately is for. This movie serves the same purpose as an actual male strip club.
Okay, but like, unlike, like, I had a problem with the, like, man, we'll fixing them. It's like, no, you're fucking giving them heroin so they think they're feeling good. But the next morning when they've been rolled and they have no cash, they're not going to feel
but
so healed
anymore.
But they
know. That's the thing. Okay.
They say right. It's different
so,
this time.
So we saw Magic Mike XXL.
Oh, right. There was a movie involved.
Yes. And who are we?
Oh, yes. Wow, Sarah's like, she's like, I'm the new one, but I'm in charge.
I'm in charge.
You know what this is? This is empowerment.
I am Jada Pinkett Smith.
Equality, always.
This is a woman empowered by male's nipples.
Yeah.
See, that's all you needed was just to hug up to a man's nipple and then find your place
in the
world.
That's all I needed. Oh, well, boy. Why are you sitting so far away?
Because you can't just have it. You gotta work.
I gotta like take you out to dinner.
That's
and, like,
right.
Pour you a glass of scotch. Yeah, I mean,
it's
and
not
slur
just
my
a
speech.
Pretty face and body.
Yeah, that's right. I can,
come on.
I can do Cheers related voices as well as has been displayed.
The man, as he likes to argue, but I'm not guaranteeing it, has a soul. You know, he has his own thoughts, his own back. You know,
whatever.
He's somebody's son.
Yeah, I went to Barnard and I got a sweater that said so.
You know what, sugar tits? Yeah. Shut up.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Anyway, I'm Chris.
I'm Joe.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Ashley.
Or I used to be Sarah. I don't know what I am
you
now.
Are you changed forever by Magic Mike?
Have you become a
XXL?
Woman?
I blossomed into a beautiful black woman.
Yeah. I was going to say you were just like that Seal song. Your rose is in bloom, but you made it weird.
Sarah, stop waving that tissue paper in the air, okay?
That's right. Yeah.
So I think the best part about this movie was that... I brought one of my girlfriends with me, and she goes to the bathroom, and she comes back, and she informs me that there were literally women twerking in the bathroom. I was like, that is incredible. That is the power.
It's an interactive movie.
This audience certainly thought so.
So, I mean, on a serious note.
But seriously.
Channing Tatum is a 45-year-old stripper. How old?
Oh, yeah. Let's start off with that. Apparently, he's a pedophile, or he's R. Kelly at the very least. He's R. Kelly at the very least.
Wait, Channing Tatum?
Yeah, in the movie, because that girl couldn't have been more than like 16.
Amanda
17.
Heard.
Yeah.
No, she's almost 30.
And
well,
he's
she doesn't look it.
He's in his early 30s.
Put that old heifer out to pasture.
Yeah,
over
okay.
Almost 30.
I know.
With
right?
her perfectly coiffed, messy, I just woke up bun that
and her,
she had.
And her, I roll my eyes at anything that happens in this
I
movie.
Have a star tattoo on my arm.
You know what? I'm still going the same route. She can roll her eyes at this. I don't mind.
Yeah, that's, I mean.
I'd still take that.
I rolled my eyes quite a bit during this, but I can't say, like, this movie doesn't serve a purpose. This movie is...
No, this movie is going back to the 80s.
As a movie, as in terms of, like, writing a script and having believable characters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This was not
it's nonsense. It's garbage.
No, it makes perfect sense. And terms, she's right.
In terms of a something designed specifically to appeal to a demographic, it is maybe the most masterfully programmed.
It's a sexploitation movie. It's,
I mean, every detail of it is so carefully planned. Like, and a not lot of quite. Female like this sort of thing, so we'll put that in there, and then this. I mean, even to the extent that one group of strippers are doing a Twilight dance.
Yeah, but they had the option of doing beach volleyball, and they blew it, brother.
Oh, the audience is too young. Yeah.
Just like that scene in Rocky 3, where they're in the little happy shirts. Exactly. Now, that shit would have spoke to me.
Yeah.
I would have had a lady boner. I would have bumped the lady in front of me.
Oh, no.
I know.
But, excuse me, madam.
The story here is that Channing Tatum announces own business, and he gets approached by the other strippers, except for Matthew McConaughey, who they wrote out with the movie, saying, you know what, he went to China.
And the kid,
yes.
Who is the forgettable character,
I forgot about completely.
From the first one.
Got old.
But he's...
Wait, Prince wasn't the first one?
He gets approached by the guys, come on, we're doing one last tour to the big stripper convention.
You see, think that, really that is? I appreciate. That
was really... Myrtle Beach?
Yes.
That was a guy to get the band back together,
I find
guys.
It unlikely the biggest male stripper convention in the world is in Myrtle Beach.
Oh, no, the city was built around that shit.
It's really, that was what
it's actually probably in Miami.
But that's the entirety of the plot, really.
Yeah, actually, it's a road trip. In the city square of Myrtle Beach, there's just like a giant dong tassel statue.
Did you just see a smoke outline of me? It's just like where I used to sit.
I would say I think that the only thing in here made it all to make men appreciate is the male bonding stuff, but really
No.
To be honest,
it was them getting all those girls.
No, no guys actually act that way, is what I'm saying. It's like, I'm saying to appeal to men, but even so, they weren't even really hooking up with that many girls, and those they did were more from the female fantasy side of it. Like, yes, men are going into theaters wanting to see dudes hook up with Andy McDowell. No.
You would not turn that shit down. Don't give me that.
But she has a tight face.
I'm just saying that was not written to appeal to the quarters
off that face.
You know what you did? You took a fishing pole, you baited it, you threw it out to me, and I was waiting. Nailed it. Now that was a well-crafted joke, ma'am. That was well-crafted.
You're welcome.
I can't believe she went full Southerner in that, too. Like, that was a bigger turnoff.
She did.
That was awful.
But like I said, they're trying to establish some level of these guys. You know, look, they've had problems, but now they're bonding again, and none of that stuff, even all of that stuff. I'm like, no guys talk to each other this way or do these things ever.
In my fan fiction, they do.
But yeah, that's exactly right. In woman female fantasies, they do.
So, bro, I love you, and I kind of want to touch your dick, but I'm not going to because they're both family film.
They're both sensitive. And jerks at the same time. You get the
I don't actually
world.
See Look, what's unrealistic. That sounds
Chris,
right.
Chris, you're acting like our little docking fist bump sessions mean nothing right now.
Docking? You know that means something else, right, Jen?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
Not to change the topic, but if I could talk about the soundtrack for a while. which was varied, delightful, but... they do a little callback to a Nine Inch Nails song that was very important to me preteen girl. I have to ask, does Trent Reznor just wait for the fuck you like an animal check to come in every 2 years?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's a movie.
It's about $35 every 2 years,
every
but still.
2 years.
That was when
he uses
I...
it to buy razor blades.
Yeah.
That was when I tapped out. I was like, I'm gone. Goodbye.
I actually would have thought that was for you.
Yeah, I was like, goodbye. I left.
Okay.
No, because it was too much. I couldn't handle it. There were too many people. Well, I was like, freaking out. All right,
so
she got the vapors.
All right, this is more like...
They're just like, next they're going to turn a corner.
I was like, you got my favorite guy from True Blood.
Yeah.
Whatever. I can't read. I don't know how to read. Yeah.
Let me run a scenario by you. What if they turned a corner and there was Anne Rice? What would that have done for you?
I would have shot myself in the face.
And then she stuck her finger right up Danzig's asshole.
She peeked.
No, okay, but I have...
I'm more of a Harry Rollins girl.
Well, who isn't?
If we're picking short, angry guys.
Yeah, no, but they're besties, so it doesn't matter.
You know they bro fist pump all the time.
No, they do. They actually do.
No, I know.
But so, no, my question is, like, more globally... Anytime I appreciate where the mic of magic is coming from, but anytime he sees some other dude just he's fucking getting into it, I can't tell if he's fucking popping a boner or he's jealous. It might be both, but
of jealous of who?
of the person dancing, because he's like, ooh, I want to fuck that guy, or he's like, ooh, I want to dance like that guy, or it might be both. Like, I really want to know.
No. I mean, there's definitely, there's not any homosexual innuendo in here, surprisingly, I thought.
I didn't really, they were lying in the same bed at one point, and I was like, come on.
No, no, those are separate beds.
They do this thing where, like, throughout it, where they constantly remind you that these guys are, in fact, dancers, and do think of it as an art form. And in fact, the best thing about this movie to me was like, hey, there's some really creative choreography. These guys are incredibly talented dancers. I mean, Channing Tatum alone does stuff that you're like, dude, you could have broken your neck.
Dude, we know how you feel about Tater.
And you got Twitch from So You Think You Can Dance.
But, you know, those guys, I mean, I took right out of it right there. They're going, okay, they're checking out the moves, seeing, I wonder if I should do something like that in my
Oh, act, so you think you know? they were picking.
Yeah, that's what it was.
They were picking.
That's definitely what it was. It was like an artistic observation thing.
Yeah. That's actually what it was for me, too, an artistic observation.
Yes, it was a dance choice.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, can I work that into my...
Well, actually,
you'll only read Magic Mike XXL for the articles.
But I do. I also for the letters. Dear Magic Mike XXL.
But if it is going to be male strippers, how come there wasn't any gay male strippers in it?
Yeah, the editor's notes. I've been a longtime fan of Magic Mike XXL, but I would just like to point out in your last two issues, there were the following editorial mistakes.
Channing Tatum's hat was on the left side in this scene, and then it was on the right side immediately after, and that...
Exactly.
This continuity error just threw me off.
And if I'm recalling correctly, back in October of 2010, you specifically said that it was 7 inches and a half. And now am I supposed to believe he just found an extra quarter of an inch someplace for this particular show?
I'm not sure there's
did?
Any reason for us to be here.
No.
So, okay. All right. So, before we started recording, I gathered from the gentleman in the room that you guys felt that there was objectification?
No, you gathered from Chris. I don't give a shit about these bohunks.
Oh, I'm not complaining about them being objectified. There's no question they were being objectified or that the point of this film was to objectify them. My only argument was just that, like, hey, let's all calm down about objectification in general. Women do it too. Men do it. There's nothing wrong with it until you get to that point where you're incapable of, with a real person, telling that they actually have, you know, I mean, like, if you're yelling at a woman on the street, or a man on the street, you're a
douche. I always yell at men on the street.
But if you're doing it, like, for, like, an actress or what have you like that, you know, in a movie, what have you, I don't really see the problem.
Well, wow, that almost sounds like, hey, baby, I paid for the price of admission.
No, but if we can be serious for a second, I think the issue is sort of like, there are actually surprisingly few roles that a woman who isn't being objectified could get in Hollywood, whereas there are many for dudes, which is why we're sensitive to that, because if Chan gets a few of his hot friends and they spray ice cream on each other for fun, and then, like, you know, get to hump some girls in the process, that's
not hygienic.
Fun. Not hygienic.
Unsafe.
Unsafe.
Yeah. At any speed.
I would not have eaten any of that melted chocolate, is all
actually,
I'm
neither would I.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
But, I mean, not Chan because he's a great actor, but
not talking
dudes.
About Twitch.
Yeah. But other dudes could then go find other types of roles. I think the concern is once that becomes what you're commonly...
Yeah, because the Tatum's all like, I don't know, Murray, I'm trying to get this role in the new Shakespeare, Kenneth Branagh. He's like, but you did the Magic Mike, well, so you can't
then,
do it.
And then the other thing is with the character, the subject matter, they're men in their 30s, which is one thing.
Real quick pause. When Joe Magliano was like, hey, I'm 35. Like, yeah. Like,
no, he isn't.
When?
He's not,
10
no,
years
he's
ago?
Not.
They were not forced into it. There's no... like, hint of sexual violence. Like, whenever you see a stripper in a movie, a female stripper, it's usually because she has to, either to pay for medical school, or because her daddy touched her in a weird way, or to support her kid, or something like that. Like, it's
or
a very,
see all of the above.
Or all of the above. Yeah. And for them...
That's not even about objectification,
though.
That's really just making female sex...
Well, it's not objectification.
That's about saying that any woman that chooses to be sexualized is, therefore, something's wrong with her. Mm-hmm. I think that's a totally different argument.
Well, no, the objectification...
Which is also a problem, but yeah.
But it is a problem.
But I don't see this as the characters being subjects of objectification, because they are in complete control of this.
Kevin Nash's character looks like he's not quite sure what's going on.
They made the decision to...
Might have some PTSD, dude.
A little bit.
They became male strippers. And They're not completely getting naked. They're not, like, you know, standing out there bare and exposed.
And I will say, even as a guy who doesn't want to see a bunch of swinging dongs, I do think it's really unfair that that's not even an option. Like, theaters wouldn't even run this film if the guys kept whipping their dicks out. I'm like, why not? We see women totally naked.
Hey, call back to the overnight.
Call back to the overnight and Walk Hard, which is totally underrated.
And they're making ton of money. Enough money that... Enough money that each of them can start their own businesses.
I'm only one scotch in, y'all. I hope you got a lot of tape. We still use tape, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. We got 3 1/4, don't worry.
It's reel to reel.
Okay, change the reel, Chris.
Because if we can go back to my middle school years for a moment.
Oh, boy. Somebody do the Scooby-Doo music.
Yeah, exactly. Back when Mark Wahlberg was Marky Mark, I thought to myself, one day there will be a movie, and it will be only this Calvin Klein ad.
Yeah.
And they tried to ruin that shit for me with that Justin Bieber crap.
Mm-hmm.
And then this movie came along.
Yeah. But no, he's going to make you sweat or something.
I get it. In another 10 years, they're going to make a movie out of that one Diet Coke commercial where the guy is in the garden drinking.
What do you think this was?
They're going to make a movie just specifically. It'll be Diet Coke the movie.
Oh, you're saying
this was Cheetos the movie.
This was Cheetos the movie.
No, actually, it was Pepsi because Joe Magliano.
That was the best scene in all of cinema.
Oh my God. I would give anything. Y'all remember Britney Spears had that PepsiCo belly button ring? What if we had gotten one of those dudes to have his belly button pierced, and on that we hung a logo of some type? That would be epic.
Just my face.
Just.
Well, if you have $600,000, young lady, you can do that.
To some degree, we're being silly.
That could be photoshopped. I could do that.
To some degree, we're of course being silly about this movie because it is a silly movie.
Oh yeah,
To suggest to people who have not seen the original Magic Mike. The original Magic Mike is genuinely a good
movie. Did he have, like, big city dreams and, like, one day he was going to make it?
No.
Like, I haven't seen it, so I'm being honest.
No, I mean, it's a Steven Soderbergh film, so it's a character exploration piece that's actually really interesting.
These are interesting people.
Well, see, what I feel about this movie is that it does what it says on the box.
Yeah.
You want to see some abs? Then this is the movie for you, pal.
Yeah, no, it's totally that. I mean, Tatum said in interviews about this is basically, this is the movie I think a lot of people were originally thinking they were going to see when they went to see Magic Mike.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, wait. So is this kind of like our generation's Coyote Ugly?
Yeah, basically, just in reverse.
Yeah, actually, that's a really good comparison.
I was trying to think of the equivalent, because like we were saying...
Because they're trying
Showgirls,
to save the bar,
no,
right?
Yeah, Showgirls is an affair.
Well, Showgirls is like a train wreck of epic proportions. Yeah. So that's not... And this isn't even really a train wreck. It's like... It is exactly what it wants to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And that is dirty, ladies.
Well, I mean, few people know themselves so well. This movie knows itself.
It was like Joe the Movie, now that you say it.
Yeah. All right. Joe the Movie. Yes, you're what I thought of.
I do think it's cute that we're trying to legitimately review it at this point, though.
I was trying to have a serious point about objectification, and you guys were just shitting all over it.
I'm sorry.
No, I found it fair. And also, I agree with you. I just now I'm like almost done with
the
scotch.
Yeah, the scotch is over, so my ability to listen is gone.
And let's not forget the fact that I need to apologize as a man if you in any way felt like I was dismissing your opinion because of your femininity.
You know what?
It's because you're an asshole.
Take it off.
No, start tearing up. I just want to see how far this can go.
No, that was it. We wrote this ahead of time.
You know what?
Yeah, they can tell. The timing is too tight not to be off the cuff.
Shouting at each other. That's how we started this podcast.
That's how we finish it.
And that's how we're going to end it.
And that way it's not really unique.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a lot of...
Okay, just real quick, everybody. Michael Strahan is in this, and if Disney saw what he was doing in this movie, they would have a problem. A sexy problem.
Who
Michael Strahan was the gap tooth guy in the house.
Yeah,
he was getting like he kept flipping over the lady.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, that was okay. He
sounds a little too excited. Is all.
Well, because he co-hosts a morning TV show with Kelly Ripa.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and actually, I want to do an actor call out too because there are a few things I love more than a hot, hilarious dude.
Mm-hmm.
That just warms me in my special place.
So Gabriel Iglesias.
When Donald Glover showed up, I was like, "What the fuck are you doing here?" Yes,
he's like, "I'm in a movie about strippers."
Yeah, and I was like, "God save
there's
you,
nothing
sir.
Like." unattractive about Donald Glover. He's got a nice body. Well, but you put him next to the rest of these guys.
Well, that's why he always had the coat
on. I thought he was the hottest. That dude is fucking hilarious.
Oh, different taste. I'm just saying that he looked out of place, is all.
He looked like Martin Gore from Depeche Mode with the hat.
Not everybody at the same time. Come on.
It was all about Elsie from True Blood. Sorry. Like, every time he came on screen, I was like, I have to hump the railing in front of me.
She actually did. She got up and rode that railing like it was a monorail.
I was like, goodbye.
She was a little monorail.
I was like, choo-choo, bye.
Here's my defense of Glover.
No, not him.
I got no problems with Glover. I'm just saying he felt a little inadequate, so that's why he always had the shirt off but the coat on.
Well, this is why I'm going to defend him as the hottest dude in this particular film. If we're all going to like pick out which of our NSYNC
in this film,
he's my Justin Timberlake of NSYNC, and the reason is that at the end of the day, they're going to have to stop beating it,
as opposed to Justin Timberlake of anything else.
They're going to have to stop eating it at some point. They're going to open their mouths, and out of him is going to come a fucking hilarious joke.
Yeah.
That's all you can ask of a dude.
You know what? I don't need them to talk.
That is objectification.
Just sit there and look pretty.
That is just rude.
Tell us about where your mother touched you when you were a little boy.
Plus, I want to hear his hilarious ass defend the vest he wears in this whole movie, because you know he's probably got a good joke. That is a funny vest.
Yeah, I think we've discovered that it is almost possible to, in any serious way, review Magic Mike XXL.
Yeah, just not an option.
It barely counts as a movie. It is entertainment, though.
It counts as a long time.
They tried to, in some ways, echo that, like, Soderbergh's like, hey, we're actually going to have conversations between these guys and try and give them some depth. Only these writers weren't any good at it.
No.
So those parts are really awkward and drag like crazy, whereas even I found myself really looking forward to the next time they started taking their clothes off and dancing, because the other parts dragged so slowly.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
You dirty boy.
I know.
Yeah.
It's just Channing Tatum. That's
the magic of Mike. That is the magic of Mike.
And honestly, like, he has so much charisma in this movie that it is kind of a pleasure to watch him just having a good time, as he clearly is.
Yeah.
But let's be honest here. He was a shitty carpenter.
What, like Jesus?
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus was the best stripper.
He had few other job options.
Jesus went out stripping.
I guess.
He was wearing a really small varnish.
He was wearing a little white thong.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's true.
Well, I'm glad we were taking Jesus down a peg. That guy has been right 2,000 years of worship.
You know how many houses that dude has? Like, a lot. And the one in Rome, kind of gigantic.
Wait, are we talking about the same Jesus? Because I know that guy. He's actually kind of a cool dude.
Oh, yeah. No, he does my one, too. Wait, whoa.
We had to go there!
Well, we've just taken out two demographics out of our listening audience in the space of 30 seconds.
Our listening audience are 15-year-old boys.
True. Yeah.
They don't love Jesus. They don't mind racist jokes.
They're not going to listen to this review because they're afraid the review is going to turn them gay.
That's true. It will, guys. It totally will.
Oh, I'm so gay right now. You have no idea.
Commence docking.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I did like? This is just so...
review in air quotes is just us giggling for 20 minutes or fucking half an hour. We have to end this.
I was gonna okay just
we
like,
have to end this.
All right, totally random, but the girl in this who, like, I thought they were setting up to be a love interest, she was totally into girls.
Yeah,
did you guys notice that?
Totally.
Yeah,
agreed.
It was like, I'm glad they didn't make her go, you know what, Channing Tatum, you totally turned me straight.
Oh, you mean like in the latest Riddick when the lesbian was turned super... Oh, is this a spoiler alert?
I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
I don't know, but Amber
Heard... 10 out of 10 G-strings!
Amber Heard certainly didn't seem like she was even mildly seriously interested in Channing Tatum.
More of taking pictures of him...
Peeing. Yeah, which I'm sure a lot of paparazzi are as well.
No one's going to turn down that chance. I'd snap that pic.
You saw Channing Tatum pissing on the beach? Sure. I mean,
and
I'd
Snapchat it to you immediately.
And I'd be like, sold.
All right, well, let's coordinate
Ashley
so that we can cross
streams. Ashley wants to talk to me. It's a dick.
Anyway, let's go to final thoughts. Final thongs.
So, like I said, uses directed. Does exactly what it says it's going to do. So I'm going to give it 6 out of 10. Wing wangs.
Okay, fair enough. Like I said, it does exactly what it sets out to do. This is for a very specific audience, and really nobody else but that one specific audience, appealing to female prurient interests and doing it entertainingly enough. I don't see a thing wrong with that. That being said, as a storytelling device, there's nothing going on here at all. At its best, these characters are on the whole kind of charming, and Channing Tatum is obviously having such a great time. It's fun to watch him. The dancing is good. I, too, give this a 6 out of 10 mysterious bulges.
Mm.
And now I suggest...
Why is it a mystery?
Because you never know.
Catholic school.
Be a sock.
Oh.
Yeah. I suggest the girls give their final thoughts together.
Yeah. So, I guess going
Robert,
into
wait
this...
closer. Objectively.
I feel objectified. I guess going into this film, I was interested both in the choreography and at the exploration of the male-to-male bonding experience and the stories that come out of the road trips that we take. I was not only reminded of Jack Kerouac's work.
I was too.
Yeah.
They even quoted. They said, on the road.
They did. And so I was taken with both of those, and I found the ironic twist of gold thongs and the mixing of pop music with these more complicated themes developing between these men wonderful. And the way that they supported each other through the flimsy relationships that they were going through, both physically by exercising, meditating, and completing reggae together, but also emotionally through their fist pumps and their push-ups. Charming. Oh,
yeah, push-ups.
Yeah. I'm going to give this 7 out of 10 Stanley Kubricks.
Jeez, you had to go a long way for that.
JK, y'all, but there are, like, a lot of abs.
Sir?
Exactly what Ashley said. Like,
yeah!
Word for word, I had it written down.
Oh my god, your review sister.
Oh my god, it's just like we're like besties or whatever.
I wrote it on my male stripper's abs.
We wrote it on the back of a Cosmo quiz.
We
don't
did. In all seriousness, you know what? See it if you like men and you're a woman, because gay men probably won't like this.
Yeah, that's true,
know.
Actually. It wasn't very...
There's nothing gay about it. Like,
no, it's really weird.
There when is I, one drag queen, like, dance-off.
Yeah, but it was, like, a fat drag queen.
Yeah.
She was...
And it was actually kind of a straight drag queen dance-off. It was sort of
yeah.
weird.
Yeah, it
I
was.
I don't know how that
it became straight. They were, like, at a sort of half-gay, half-women drag show. I don't know what it was.
It was a party for nobody.
See, when, it was a party for nobody.
When Channing Tatum shows up at a party, even drag queens spontaneously turn into females and become pregnant.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, yeah, it's mm-hmm. true. They're like the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I like, might not menstruate this month because I saw this movie.
Exactly. Yeah.
Boom, pregnant. Like, boom, right now. I don't recommend this movie for people who don't know how to pleasure themselves. Because you'll just be really frustrated afterwards.
Do you know what would be awesome is if you guys also have to do this in post, just cut it off at I don't recommend this movie.
And you know what? Go see it with a group of your girlfriends. If you can't afford a real bachelorette party, rent this movie. See it on Netflix whenever
it comes
out.
Should they still wear dicks in their hats and stuff?
Always. And have little dick lollipops and all that. I give it 5 out of 10... abs. 5 abs.
We also would have accepted the ultimate shocker.
Oh.
Yeah, that's 5 out of 10 of your fingers.
5 out of 10. Well, I was thinking, like...
Oh, you mean, like, the minivan
like
for...
Like, actual abs? Like
yeah,
they have...
I like to call it the clown car.
I don't even know. I'm, like, punch drunk and, like, rolling by proxy.